You presented to Pope Francis the Russian edition of the book Prayer, The Breath of New Life, prefaced by Patriarch Kirill of Moscow and all Russia. The book collects the Pope's words on prayer and in particular the catechesis on Our Father. From an ecumenical viewpoint, what is the value of the content of this book?
I think it is important that the Russian readers should know that Pope Francis is not only a church leader, is not only involved in the administration of the Roman Catholic Church, but that he is also a man of prayer. The experience of prayer is something which unites all Christians. And the lessons which he gives to his flock will be of value to the Russian readers, especially, of course, to the Russian-speaking Catholics. But I also believe that some Orthodox readers may profit from his lessons.
Pope Francis, as well as other religious leaders, called world leaders to work together in caring for creation. How do you see the cooperation between religions in this important frontier of dialogue that is the protection of our planet?
We have only one home, and it is our global home. We cannot divide it into sections. We cannot say that this section will be exclusively for Christians, the other one exclusively for Muslims, yet another one for Jews, etc. We have this global home, and we are all responsible for its protection. The ecological situation which we are now facing is described by some as dangerous, by others as disastrous. And we believe that it is high time to send a strong signal to political leaders that we are aware of the dangers of this situation, that we are concerned about it, and that we ask the political leaders to take responsibility for the future of our planet. We ourselves, the religious leaders, cannot do very much in this regard. But the political leaders are those in whose hands there are many decisions to be made. And we would like these decisions to be made to make our planet clean, to stop pollution, and to prevent the forthcoming catastrophe, such as melting of the ice, of which many scholars and scientists are speaking.
Next Thursday, October 7th, representatives from different faiths and cultures will gather in the spirit of fraternity in Rome for the Peoples as Brothers Future Earth meeting. For Pope Francis, fraternity is the challenge of this century. In fact, for him, a world without fraternity is a world of enemies. What do we need for this value of fraternity to take root in societies, and what does the Pope's emphasis on this bring to ecumenical and interreligious dialogue?
As we have one home, we also constitute one family, the family of human beings created after the image of God. People are different. They are different in race, they are different in their ethnic origin, they are different in their social status, and of course they are different in their religious affiliation. There are some who do not believe in God, which does not mean that they were not created by God or that they were not created after the image of God. So for us, every human being is our neighbor and is our brother or our sister. Therefore, the spirit of fraternity, the spirit of fellowship, of brotherhood, of friendship, is the spirit which should be promoted by Christians. And I believe that it is important that Christian churches are involved in inter-religious dialogue, in inter-religious activity. We in the Russian Orthodox Church put a strong emphasis on this. For example, in the Russian Federation, we have a body which is called Inter-Religious Council of Russia. It is headed by the Patriarch of Moscow, but it includes leaders of all traditional religious confessions of the Russian Federation, and there are four of them: Orthodox Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, and Islam. So all these religious leaders are present in this organization. We discuss common issues, we come to common positions, and these common positions we present to the authorities of the Russian Federation. We also react to all important events in the society, including some sad events which are happening from time to time, such as terrorist attacks, because we want to make sure that nobody should confuse what is happening by political reasons or by ethnic reasons with some sort of inter-religious hatred. We promote inter-religious dialogue, and we believe that every Christian church takes responsibility for promoting it.